Howard Stern Show.
By the way, I'm not letting you leave until you explain to me your whole investment philosophy, because this is fascinating to me. Most people don't realize that Ashton Kutcher has probably made like $1 billion.
Like, not that much.
Weren't you the first one to invest in like Uber? Didn't you give them money?
Early, yeah.
Early. How much did you give them?
I don't know.
What did you do?
Probably $2 million.
Gave them $2 million. These guys approached you and said, we got this idea for Uber. So if you gave them $2 million, what do you get back? Like, they have to sign a note that says they're going to give you stock.
Well, you get shares.
You get shares.
Yes, you buy shares.
That must be worth $1 billion now.
Well, I didn't invest the first time I heard the idea. The first time I heard the idea, I was in Austin, Texas, and I was on a bus with the guy who created Zappos, this guy Tony Hsieh, and he had like a party bus at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
And Travis, who was the CEO, got removed today.
Yes.
But
are you upset by that he got removed?
You know what the thing is like, I'm friends with Travis. I've known him for a long time now. For like 5 years, I've been working with him on building this thing, and I feel like I'm conflicted in so much as I'm 100% certain that like there were mistakes made, and I'm sure that he would like cop to the fact that he made mistakes and did things that maybe he shouldn't have done. But at a certain point, like, I feel like we're in a society today that is so fast to judge people.
Yes.
And that we have to realize people make mistakes, and that you have to let people learn from their mistakes. But I don't know the extent of the internal damage, so I can't really comment because I don't really know.
But he's your guy in the sense that he was the guy who started Uber and you invested in him and his company. So it's probably emotional for you.
It's emotional for me because, you know, the guy's mom just died in a boating accident too.
Wow.
And he just lost his job as the CEO. I think he's still on the board.
Right.
And I know that his intent as a human is good, but I also know that that company isn't a $60 billion, $100 billion company without him, because he had this maniacal focus on growing the company.
And that's a hard company to grow, right? I mean,
going in against, like, you know, taxi medallion mafioso, like, you know, guys, and you're getting beat up all the time, and there's regulatory issues growing it internationally. It's like
you got to be Superman to take on that job.
Without a guy like him, that company wouldn't be where it is. But I know that there were sort of cultural shortfalls within the company that happened along the way.
Right.
I don't know that removing him is the best answer, but I think, you know, optically things have to happen like that sometimes.
The Howard Stern Show.